the 7-game win streak enjoyed by the Tigers seems so very long ago now. Because now Detroit is on a 4-game losing streak, falling to the Minnesota Twins 6-5 in 10 innings last night. Max Kepler's RBI single in the 10th gave the Twins the walk-off winner. One highlight for Detroit was Miguel Cabrera's 2-run home run in the 6th. It was career home run number 495. Game 2 of the 3-game series is tonight at 8:10. A 7:50 pregame show on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM and Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. The White Sox fell victim to one of the hottest teams in baseball as of late, and that's the Kansas City Royals. The Royals won their 6th straight with a 4-3 win. The Sox and Royals meet again tonight at 8:10. And the Cubs ended their 4-game losing streak to Cincinnati with a 6-5 win over the Reds in Chicago. Javier Baez had a walk-off bases-loaded single in the bottom of the ninth to win it. Cubs and Reds meet again tonight at 8:05. The college football landscape will be changing as Oklahoma and Texas have made it official. They are leaving the Big 12 to join the SEC, which now means other conferences will be scrambling to see how they can take advantage of the situation. The Big Ten has reportedly been asking around. Iowa State, Kansas, and Oklahoma State are a few of the schools that have been mentioned. Green Bay Packers fans might be breathing a bit easier this morning after the team and disgruntled quarterback Aaron Rodgers have come up with a compromise that would have him come back to the team this season. The team opens up training camp tomorrow. At the Summer Games in Tokyo, the women's basketball team won their 50th straight game in Olympic competition with an 81-72 win over Nigeria. The last loss for the U.S. women was in the 1992 games in Barcelona. 17-year-old Alaskan swimmer, yes, Alaska, Lydia Jacoby wins the gold medal in the 100-meter breaststroke. Teammate and defending gold medalist Lily King won the bronze. The U.S. men's team has failed to win the gold medal in the 100-meter backstroke for the first time since those 92 games in Spain. Russia's Evgeny Pavlov claimed the gold medal. U.S. swimmer Ryan Murphy won the bronze. And the U.S. has now taken the lead in the medal table. They're actually tied with China for 19 medals, but have 8 gold, one more than China. Japan has 13 medals, but like the U.S., they also have 8 gold. Minor League Baseball's High A Central League had no games last night. Tonight, West Michigan heads to Midland to take on Great Lakes at 7:05. Fort Wayne is at Lansing also at 7:05, and South Bend is at Quad Cities tonight at 7:30. For more sports and scores from last night and the schedule for today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Tuesday, July 27th, I'm Dave Wolfe.